சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். சாப்டர் 12 வெர்ஸ் 13. அத்வேஷ்டா சர்வபூதானாம் மைத்ரஹ் கருண ஏவ ச நிர்மமோ நிரஹங்காரஹ சமதுக்஖ ஸுகஃ க்ஷமீ.
As we are born from the beginning of our life, we love our parents. As a baby, as a child, we love our parents. Once we grow, we mature, the people who marry, they love their partner, their spouse. After some time, those couples, once they become parents, again they love their children. This is what we are seeing in the world. That means, I love so and so, I have lot of intimacy, I am very close to that person. How we show that I love so and so person, I have lot of intimacy, I have lot of close relation. This we want to show by embracing. Children embrace their mother, father. They don't want the parents to be separate. That's why they embrace. That embracement or hugging to indicate, I cannot withstand the distance between you and me. It is an indication of love, the intimacy. The child always want to hug the mother or father. Once they grow, mature, that feeling continues. So they want to embrace their own partner or spouse. That intimacy continues, of course, with another member. Then once they become a mother or father, that mother start embracing her own child. I cannot stand your separation. So this intimacy, this love, we show in the form of embracing each other. This love alone we call, he is so dear to me, she is so dear to me, my son is so dear to me. If Shastra asks, you have to drop all your attachments with everything, then only you get moksha. If your Shastra says, I don't want that moksha, I want my son, I want my daughter, I cannot sacrifice them, even I am ready to sacrifice moksha. This type of attachment generally people are having. Now here our hero is here in this 12th chapter. See, after that three stages of love, when as a baby love with parents, adolescent mature love with a spouse, and parents love with the children, three stages of love over, then whom they can embrace? finally. They have to embrace God. That's why Bhagavan gives a lot of margin. Okay, go through all these three levels of love. As a baby, embrace your mother. As a spouse, embrace your partner. As a mother or father, embrace your children. But one day or other, you have to embrace me. The Lord is telling, in the 7th chapter, Lord Krishna said, Saha mama priyaha. My devotee cannot withstand separate from me. So how he embraces me? You cannot embrace God like you have embraced your mother or father or your children. You cannot embrace Bhagavan. Bhagavan says, embracing Bhagavan means not able to stand the separation. Just as the worldly people cannot stand their separation from their dear and near, they show their love by just embracing. Here, embracing the Lord means this person, Parabhakta, recognizes Bhagavan is not different from me. That is called embracing. It is in the form of knowledge. Embracing means not physical closeness or physical intimacy. Here, embracing means it is a form of embracing in the form of knowledge. Just as people want to show their intimacy, and they don't want to show any distance. Gattiya pudichindan solranliya, and the madri in the gattiya pudichindan anna adella temporary. Okay, these are all temporary. After some time you feel tired. How much time mother can hug the baby? Baby will cry, so you have to leave the baby after some time. But here, embracing Bhagavan is not such an event. Therefore, Bhagavan Krishna said in 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, he has already explained there, we saw there, in the 17th shloka of 7th chapter, Tesham Jnani Nitya Yuktaha Eka Bhaktir Visishyate Priyohi Jnani Notyartham Aham Sachem Mapriyahan. So he is dear to me, I am dear to him. This Parabhakta is one who sees Bhagavan as oneself. That is called Parabhakta. The highest level of bhakti is called Jnani Bhakti. All other bhaktis, that Sakama Bhakti, Nishkama Bhakti, Eka Rupa Upasana Lakshana Bhakti, Aneka Rupa Upasana Lakshana Bhakti, that are all inferior to Jnani Lakshana Bhakti. Udaraha Sarva Eva. They serve Udaraha. They are all good. They are all dear to me. But Jnani Bhakta is dearest to me. Because he is dear to me, I am dear to him. Having said that, Bhagavan wants to say that Parabhakta, because of his highest jnanam, his character totally changes. Because Atma eva sarvam, I the Atma am non-different from the Paramatma, who is also Atma only. Myself and Bhagavan's self are one and the same. Atma is one and the same. Therefore, Bhagavan sees everyone's Atma as his Atma. Or her Atma. It's not different. How one can separate others? It is impossible. Physically, bodies may be different. Isn't it? Just as waves are different from the ocean, this side big wave, this side small wave, this side another smallest wave. Waves may be different, but they are not different from the standpoint of water. Big wave also water, small wave also water, smallest wave also water. Ocean is also water. From the water standpoint, waves are non-separate. From the wave form name standpoint, they are different. That difference is real difference or just appearance? Only appearance. Wave difference from the ocean is only an appearance. It is not real difference. What is the fact there? Even though wave appears as though different from ocean, it is nothing but water. It has come from water. It has to merge with water only again. While it is in as wave also, it is water only. As a wave also, it is water only. If we understand this example, apply this example to yourself. I, the Atma, am just like a wave appearing in this body-mind complex, which is not real. Atma, water content is real. Their water content is real. Wave is not real. Here, body, mind, name, form is not real. It appears. It appears, but it is not real. After knowing that wave content is water, wave appearance continues or not? After knowing the wave content is water, there is no wave at all. After this knowledge, wave continues or not for your appearance? Continuous. In spite of its continuation, its appearance, my knowledge will get shake. My knowledge will become fake, or my knowledge become false? No. Why? Fact, the truth, the knowledge that which you have received will never go away. In spite of seeing the wave, I know it is water, water, water. Before it is appearing as wave also, it was water. As it is appearing as wave also, it is water. Once it disappears into ocean again also, it is water. We are all water wave enlightened students now. We are all enlightened in what topic? Water wave topic. You get 100 marks. Gold medal. Lord Krishna asking, if you understand my 12th chapter teaching, I give you another gold medal. If you understand my 12th chapter topic, I will give you another biggest gold medal. Just as you have understood the wave and water, may you understand this body mind is only an appearance. Its content is Atma. That Atma is non-separate from me, the Paramatma. Paramatma is compared to ocean. Jivatma, the individual body, is compared to wave. This Jivatma wave and Paramatma ocean, both of their content is one and the same. Before this Jivatma come into existence also, this Jivatma was Paramatma only. After this Jivatma is born as though in this body-mind complex also, this Jivatma is Paramatma only. Once this body-mind complex disappears also, this Jivatma merges into Paramatma only. Now who am I? Very intelligent students, please tell me, who are you now? Wave as it is appearing, its content, what you said? Water. As it is appearing also in present tense. Present tense also it is water, water, water only. Now who am I sitting in the class? Am I away from Bhagavan, the Paramatma, water content? Like Paramatma, am I different from that? No. Now also I am Paramatma only. But as a Jivatma, the individual, I am playing a role. I appear as a husband, I appear as a wife, I appear as a daughter, I appear as a son. In different forms, I appear as a Jivatma. But my real content is what? Atma. This Atma is non-different from that Paramatma, the Ishvara. This is called Aikya Jnanam. This is the highest knowledge. This Jnani alone is the supreme devotee of the Lord, not any other Bhakta. Margali Masam. Lot of today only Margali Masam starting. Tiruppavai daily they chant one. Andala. Andal. You see what a devotion she has got. Every day we chant Tiruppavai. And we eat some pongal. But what Andal did? What was Andal's understanding of that Lord Vishnu? What is her knowledge? You read one Tiruppavai, the beautiful Vedanta say there. The whole teaching, whatever you are listening from me, Andal speaks there. But we don't understand that language, her language. You know, she only understands. That is why our ancestors kept at least Margali Masam. If you remember Andal, chant Tiruppavai one day by Punya, you will go to Mailapur club class. Mailapur club, wherever, somewhere, wherever Gita teaching is going on, you will go and understand what Andal's bhakti is, real bhakti. She had never saw the Bhagavan is separate from her. She used to start decorating herself. You know what is that? She had never seen that she is different from Bhagavan. And Mala, after garlanding everything, Mala ella thane potukra. And looking in that mirror. What is that bhakti? So the mind goes into more and more introverted and feel that Bhagavan is not separate from me. The culmination. Once you get that vision or understanding, that knowledge, I am also not different from Paramatma. I am Atma only. This Bhakta is the greatest Bhakta. But Lord Krishna praised that Sakama Bhakta in the 11th Shloka. So these four people, those who practice meditation without knowledge, and those who practice meditation without knowledge, and some without meditation somebody have knowledge, rather than these two people, one person who knows about Ishvara Swarupam and do meditation, third level. Then this person also, Sakama Bhakta, is superior. In 11th Shloka, four steps I told you in the last class. Jnana Sahita Dhyanam is superior. Jnana Rahita Dhyanam is inferior to Jnana Sahita Dhyanam. But Jnana Rahita Dhyanam is the second level. And the five steps keep it aside. Bhagavan just our own way he is going. There are people, four types of people, and the five types of bhaktas I am not talking. Four types of people are here. One person is practicing meditation without knowing who is Ekarupa Ishvara. Jnana Rahita Dhyanam. Then this person, who is better? There is another person who is not at all doing dhyanam at all, with jnanam is there, but that jnanam is better than this dhyanam which is without jnanam. Dhyana rahita jnanam. Then these two people, there is another person, jnana sahita dhyanam. தியானமும் இருக்கு, ஜானமும் இருக்கு. என்ன ஜானம்? சகுண ஈஸ்வர ஜானம். ஸோ ஜான சகித தியானம் இஸ் பெட்டர் தேன் திஸ் தேர்ட் பர்சன். தேர் இஸ் அனதர் பர்சன் ஹூ கிவ் மீ தி கர்ம ஃபல தியாக. தட் சகாம கர்ம ஃபல தியாக ஒன் ஹூ டஸ் ஹீ சுப்பீரியர். Clear? Karma phala tyaga means what? Once before using the things what I have received from Bhagavan, just remember to remember God, offer prayers and use it. That is sakama karma lakshana bhakti. That person is the best, Bhagavan says. That means the least bhakti Bhagavan praised. Okay, don't take it that's what I am doing, Swamini, because Bhagavan praised Sakama Bhakta, the least Bhakta, that's what I am doing. It is only stuti, isn't it? Don't take that as a practice tomorrow onwards. You need not take it as practice. You are already doing that. Bhagavan is encouraging this Bhakta, Sakama Karma Lakshana Bhakta, because he slowly comes to Nishkama Karma Lakshana Bhakti one day. Once he comes to Nishkama Karma Lakshana Bhakti, he comes to the third Ekarupa Lakshana Bhakti. From there he comes to fourth, then he comes to fifth. With that intention, Bhagavan said, that is only for outside people, not for all of you. Okay? That is only for non-Gita students, not for Gita students. So our Gita students is what? First what I said, that wave is non-different from the ocean, water content. Ocean is compared, Paramatma is compared to ocean, Jivatma is compared to wave. So water content is same. Therefore, whenever you have doubt, how can I be Paramatma? Immediately wave and ocean remember. Okay? Whenever you get a doubt, iota of doubt, suppose it comes in your mind, immediately remember wave and ocean. Content is water. Same example apply to yourself. Body, mind is not real. It is only an appearance. Temporary. Wave is also temporary. Body, mind also temporary. Therefore, you want to hold on to this temporary body, mind, with ahankara mamakara, or you want to own up that atma content. Content only, Swami. Content only. We say lip movement, but we have to work for it. How to work for it? Now you look at the Parabhakta, what are his characteristics? You imitate all of them. If you imitate one by one his lakshanams, which we are all Krishna giving from 13th shloka, you imitate them, slowly you become a Parabhakta. This is the only way. What is the way to become Parabhakta? Each one lakshanam of the Parabhakta, the highest Bhakta, Jnani Bhakta. Parabhakta means Jnani Bhakta. Jnani Bhakta means the one who sees Paramatma as oneself. Bhagavan Ishvara is not different from me. So he knows that. That Parabhakta, his lakshanams are spontaneous for him. What are those spontaneous? லார்டு கிருஷ்ணா என்யூமரேட்டிங் ஒன் பை ஒன் அத்வேஷ்டா சர்வபூதானாம் நம்பர் ஒன். வாட் ஐ செட் இன் த லாஸ்ட் கிளாஸ், யானி பரபக்த லக்ஷணானி தானி ஏகரூபக்த சாதனானி, முமுக்ஷோ சாதனானி சொல்லலாம், ஏகபக்தா ஆர் அநேக ரூப பக்த லக் சாதனானி, இசன்ட் இட்? நவு லுக் இன் டு தட். அத்வேஷ்டா சர்வபூதானாம், திஸ் ஜானி நெவர் ஹேட் எனி ஒன். பரபக்தா அத்வேஷ்டா, ஹீ நெவர் த்வேஷ்டா மீன்ஸ் ஹேட்டிங் பர்சன், த ஒன் ஹூ ஹேட் அதர்ஸ். அத்வேஷ்டா மீன்ஸ் த ஒன் ஹூ நெவர் ஹேட் எனி ஒன். இட்ஸ் வெரி டிஃபிகல்ட், வெரி 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 டிஃபிகல்ட் நாட் ஹேட்டிங், பிகாஸ் தெர் ஆர் சம் ஒன் ஆர் அதர் டிசர்வ் டு பி ஹேட்டட், வி திங்க் லைக் தட். என்ன, சம் பீப்புள்ஸ் மிஸ்பிஹேவியர், தே பிஹேவ் இன் ஏ வெரி பேட் மேனர் அண்ட் ஹர்ட் அஸ், நேச்சுரலி வி ஸ்டார்ட் ஹேட்டிங் தெம். பட் சாஸ்திர சேஸ் தெர் இஸ் நோ ஜஸ்டிஃபையபிள் ஹேட்ரட், வி ஜஸ்டிஃபை, ஐ நெவர் ஹேட் எனி ஒன் சுவாமினி, ஐ நெவர் ஹேட் எனி ஒன் எக்ஸெப்ட் திஸ் பர்சன். Even that except one person whom you are telling, either your neighbor or your own family member, whose behavior is worst behavior. கன்றாவி என்று சொல்கிறோம் இல்லையா, கன்றாவி கண்ணால் நான் பார்க்கவே முடியல சுவாமினி, அவன் பிஹேவியரே ஐ கேன்னாட் வித்ஸ்டாண்ட். லைக் தட் ஒன்ஸ் யூ ஃபீல் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் தேர் பிஹேவியர், சாஸ்திர சேஸ் you should not hate that any person. No person is deserved to face your hatred. Even behavior also, you are not supposed to hate his behavior. Neither a person deserves your hatred or that person's behavior deserves your hatred. Then what? Hatred is not the solution, but take up an action. Proper way, you have to take up an action towards that person. Sama, Dana, Bheda, Danda. Hatred is not an action. Hatred is not an action. Therefore, never keep any person in your mind because of that behavior. Dvesha bhava should not come, hatred type of words should not come, verbally also hatred I should not show, physically also, verbally also, even mentally also. That much gnani, for gnani it is spontaneous. Why it is spontaneous? Gnani sees everyone as atma. Atma is non-different from myself. Can I hate myself? Can I hate myself? Never. So that person is non-different from me, the Atma. I am non-different from that person. Just as I won't hate myself, I cannot hate that person also. Person also doesn't deserve hatred. Even that behavior also I need not hate. By hating his behavior, what am I going to get? Suppose other person's behavior is very bad. If I hating that person's behavior, am I going to get solution? That behavior is bad only. Very bad behavior. Manner is very wrong. Everyone knows that. But hatred is not the solution. Then what? First, may you understand what are the consequences of hatred if you entertain upon that person or person's behavior. Managing, handling hatred later. First, understand what are the consequences, negative consequences or damage that happens to your mind if you entertain hatred towards so-and-so person or towards so-and-so person's behavior. What are the damages? That we have to first understand, analyze. Then you can never hate anyone. Let us do that some analysis. Hatred, the hating, hater is in disadvantageous position always. Even sometimes that person do not know that you are hating. That wrong behavior person do not know that you are hating him or hating his behavior. That person do not know. But you are the strong hater. Hater, dveshi of that person or that person's behavior. The hater alone is the sufferer. Understand? We never think this much. Hater, the one who develops hatred towards a person or towards person's behavior, is the most disadvantageous person, the sufferer. If I hate someone, that hatred causes damage to my personality. What are the damages? Number one, this is a big psychology. This is a big psychology. Where psychology, people go to psychiatrists, psychologists. Nowhere it is discussed other than in Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is the best psychology book, if you understand. That is why when that foreign minister made an announcement, Bhagavad Gita must be the national scripture, the opposition is shouting in Rajya Sabha and Lok Sabha. I want to say, Bhagavad Gita is not only national scripture, it must be an international scripture. This is the slogan we have to propagate. It is not just a religious book. It is a psychology book. It has to be given first for terrorists. We have to teach for them. Okay. It is very, very important. Bhagavan's teaching is not for Arjuna.